Mom, it's sunny outside. This is Shorty's house. No, not the nest. Look a little further. Do you see it? It's behind the trees. The house with a red roof. Shorty's family used to live in a little apartment in the city, where she and her brother shared a tiny room. Whenever they played with the hula hoop, they worried they might bump into the table or chairs. When the family moved here, everyone was so excited.
"I can read in peace," said Shorty's father.
"I finally have some space to work. Look how green it is outside,"
Shorty's mother added.
"And we can go outside to play,"
exclaimed Shorty and her brother, skipping and jumping about. The family often went out for strolls together. The grassy plain near their home was very big, and they sometimes walked for hours without meeting anyone. But all this took place a long time ago. Ever since Chocolate, the family dog, grew up, it seems they hardly ever go out to play. Shorty doesn't know why her father and mother are so busy. Her father works in another city. Her mother is usually at home, but her work seems never to be finished. Every time Shorty asks if they can go outside to play together, her mother always replies,
"Wait until I've finished my work."
The last couple of days have been rainy. Shorty and her brother stay indoors with their stuffed animals, drawing and playing house and other games. Shorty keeps running to the windows, looking outside. Raindrops run down the window panes, making the scenery outside appear fuzzy. The rain keeps coming down.
"In times like these, where do the squirrels go?"
she wonders.
"Do the little birds have a shelter somewhere?"
The rain finally stops, and the sun comes out. But Shorty's mother shows no sign of slowing down. The next day, Shorty's father takes her brother to a camp. Once again, Shorty and her mom stay at home.
"Mom!"
"Yes?"
"It's sunny outside."
"Oh.
So will you take me out to play?"
"Wait
until you've finished,"
Shorty replies, throwing up her arms in frustration. Disappointed, she goes to the living room to play with her stuffed animals. A little later, Shorty approaches her mother again.
"Mom, I drew a picture."
"Oh, that's nice, dear. You can leave it there. I'll have a look later."
"You say that every time." "Do you want to go out to play?"
"No, I can't right now. Wait till I'm finished."
Just then, Shorty's mother stops her work. She seems to be thinking.
"Want to go for a stroll, Shorty?"
"Yeah."
"I'm ready. Let's go."
They walk on the grassy green plain. On a hillside, they have a picnic and roll in the grass. Together, they build a grass hut.
"Do you see something?"
They play with a water buffalo and draw pictures. They talk and talk all afternoon, until the sunset warms and reddens their faces.
"Mom, you didn't get anything done this afternoon."
"Oh yes, I did. I got lots done, and I did it all with you.
Back home, Mother is busy with her work again. But this time, Shorty is happy, her heart still brimming with warm sunshine.
Will you take me out to play again tomorrow?
Can we play again tomorrow?
Can we go out again tomorrow to play?
Wait till I finished.
Wait until I finished.
Wait until I finished.